Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a ball.
Superstar. Superhuman. Collie Butcherlight. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, I was just having a think this afternoon about guys to watch in 2021. And one guy that I don't see too much changing for him in 2021, to be honest with you, but over the next few years, it's going to be really interesting. It's one of the superstars of our game, and it's the Clive Churchill medalist, Ryan Pappenhausen. Now, for me, my rule has always been you never have a fullback under 85 kilos, and that's simply because kick returns and everything, they just get pushed back. You need to have some weight behind you and some size to be able to start your sets off properly. Now, we've seen a couple of guys who have obviously taken my rule and blown it out of the park in Ryan Pappenhausen and, of course, Matt Dufty at the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Now, for me personally, I would have still had Zach Lomax at fullback for the Dragons. I said it a few times during the year, but Dufty, when he was on, he was sensational, but when he's not on and when he is returning his kicks, he does get pushed back often, and it is a big worry for me. But I guess it's one of those things that the player is as electrifying as Pappenhausen or as Dufty, especially when they're on the front foot. I suppose it is easier for Pappenhausen. His team tends to win the ruck. He's got the best hooker of all time leading the team around. But Dufty, it is a little bit more difficult. The Dragons, their pack, they don't tend to win too many contests, so it does put him on the back foot. So it makes it difficult for any fullback. For a fullback his size, it makes it extremely difficult. But I'm sure if you were to put a Matt Dufty into the Melbourne Storm system, he'd be an absolute superstar as well. But with Pappenhausen, I just think it's going to be really interesting to watch him over the next few years. I mean, Cameron Smith, he's more than likely walked out of that building now. Harry Grant will walk in. You know how much I all love Harry Grant. But, you know, you can't just replace experience with talent. Experience is... it can't be purchased, it can't be brought, it can't be coached. It just takes time, and Cameron Smith, he has more of it than anyone else. So they are going to change a little bit. And then, speaking of experience, Craig Bellamy is going to be another guy that's going to leave that building soon. Now, it'll be really interesting what happens to the Melbourne Storm once Craig Bellamy leaves, and I'll touch on that later this week. But one guy that could really feel the pinch of it is Ryan Pappenhausen. I know he's a sensational talent. I know he lit it up this year. He's playing great footy. Probably was injured, which cost him a New South Wales jersey, but I just think once their system changes a little bit, it's going to be interesting how Pappenhausen goes. Now, the other thing that is in his favour, of course, is that these rule changes, it's brought back in the little men. So it was a really good season to be a Matt Dufty or a Ryan Pappenhausen. It'll be interesting to see how teams acclimatise to them. And eventually when teams do acclimatise to these rules, if they do, that is, you know, it might change the game forever, which I think to some extent it will, but I think teams will get better at controlling the centre third. I think the next thing that'll happen, I've said it for a long time, I think the interchange will come down, which will bring the little man even further into the game. The Melbourne Storm, they're going to change over the next few years, and I've said that their team is going to be absolutely stacked next year. It's going to be sensational for the next 10 years with Grant and Munster, but it is going to change. It is going to be different. I'm not saying it's going to be better. I'm not saying it's going to be worse, but it's going to be different. Now, different can be really scary, but different doesn't always suit certain players, and Pappenhausen is one that I think is going to be the most interesting guy to watch in that system, because traditionally fullbacks his size, they don't work. Once Craig Bellamy leaves, are they going to have another coach that's going to be able to utilise him as good as Bellamy has? Are they going to have another hooker that's going to be able to bring him into the game? like Cameron Smith has. And the other thing is, too, we saw with Ryan Pappenhuyzen last year, and they're a good little combo, but you tended to see the best out of Ryan Pappenhuyzen when he was more involved than Cameron Munster. And you saw the best out of Munster when he was more involved than Pappenhuyzen. So it's going to be interesting to see how they unfold over the next few years. They're two lethal footballers that if they were to strike up a really good combination, they're two more so individuals at the moment in that side. And if it does all gel, they'll be one of the all-time great sides. But this is something I'm finding the most intriguing. One of the most intriguing storylines over the next few years is how the departure of Cameron Smith affects Ryan Pappenhuyzen, and then how the departure of Craig Bellamy will affect Ryan Pappenhuyzen. I think it's going to be really interesting. He's got all the talent in the world to stay at the top of the NRL for a long time. But history tells us that guys that are this small, and you know, you can throw your examples at me like Preston Campbell and a couple of others, but there's a reason why there's not eight of them running around at once at the NRL. There's a reason why there's only two at the moment. There's a reason why Preston Campbell is the first one that springs to your mind to throw as me at an example why I'm wrong. And he retired, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago? Your fullback position, your guys that are on your kick returns, they tend to be bigger bodies. And there is a reason for that. You need to start your sets on the right foot. You need to start them strong. This is where the New Zealand Warriors, they're so damaging out of their own end because they've got three big strong bodies returning the ball. And yes, Matt Dufty, he will occasionally return a ball where he goes 100 metres because there's a staggered line in front of him. But for every time he does that, there's another 10 times where he'll go into contact and a James Tedesco would make another 3 metres. You'll see Matt Dufty lose one or two. And I'm not bagging Dufty. He's been born with the body that he's got. He's using it to the best of his abilities. When he is on and when his team wins the ruck, he is fantastic. But it just worries me having a footballer that size at fullback. And of course, Ryan Pappenhuyzen has left egg all over my face because it's shown that you can do it. But it does worry me when your team's not going forward and you need something more from them, that they are that size. And I mean, we could be sitting here in 5 years' time and Ryan Pappenhuyzen could be a heaps better footballer. Wouldn't shock me. But it also wouldn't shock me if he does struggle a little bit once the best coach in the game and the best player in the game walk out of that system. He sort of has to find his own again. He has to go through what Matt Dufty goes through, where he's not on the front foot, and it is really difficult. I think Pappenhuyzen's blessed. He's got star players around him. More than likely have a good coach that's come through under the system with Craig Bellamy and understands the structures, and your guys like Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, I don't think they'll ever probably leave that building. I think they'll be around there forever to some extent, and I think it will be handy. And it'll be great to have someone like Munster, who's, you know, been through that entire system with Cronk, Smith, Slater. He's been there with Bellamy for his entire career so far. So I think Pappenhuyzen is in good hands. But, I mean, more and more we're seeing less of these really small fullbacks coming through. You're more tending to lean to your big bodies. And junior footy, you know, I'm not sure how much you watch it or whatever, or if you're involved in the junior leagues, but your smaller, quick guys, they're getting pushed out of the game. They are moving more towards your Oztag and your touch football, which, you know, if I was a 16-year-old and I was 45 kilos and I had all the skills and talent in the world, but I was simply too small, I'd be leaning towards my touch football, my Oztag. There's all new sorts of avenues there that are fantastic. Touch football has made it in Australia. Oztag is bigger than it ever has been. And these smaller guys, they see that opportunity. I think you're going to see less and less of these guys in the NRL because I think the game is moving further away from them. And the junior footy, you're losing more of them. More and more of them are falling through the cracks at that junior level. And to be honest with you, I can't blame them. Kids are just getting bigger. There's more Polynesian boys that are coming over to play rugby league that are getting more involved with league, and they simply have a bigger body than a lot of the Australian kids. So there are a lot of these guys falling through the system, and I'm seeing that in my own footy team that I'm coaching. I've got a couple of boys that are sensationally talented, 15, 16, and they're 45, 48 kilos, and it's just becoming dangerous for them to play. So, you know, it's not that they're scared. It's just that their body can't handle it. They're getting injury after injury, and it's just too hard. I think we need to keep on changing the rules in rugby league to bring the little man back in, to bring Pappenhuyzen into the game, to bring Matt Dufty into the game. Because a guy like Preston Campbell, he was a fan favourite for 10 years. Smallest bloke to play the game. We need to keep these guys in our game. We need to keep adapting and changing our rules. The six again was great. I think the interchange has to change. But Ryan Pappenhuyzen, he's one that I think is going to be really interesting to watch over the next few years. He's in a fantastic system, but it's going to change, and it could affect him a lot.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.